What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Hot Shots. I'm Jedi. With me always is Houdini and Deepaw. What's poppin', boys?
I feel like it's been a minute. How we doing?
Dude, I'm pretty terrible, Dean. All my sports teams suck. But other than that, things are going great, boys. How we doing?
Going good. Nothing good for Pittsburgh right now.
I'm not used to this. You know, I know Dean for many years. I've known Dino for a very, very long time. And I've seen him go through the ups and downs of fanhood. I thankfully haven't, you know, really had to ride it other than being a Pittsburgh Pirates fan. But man, the Steelers and the Penguins are just down something bad, boys.
And New York sports is not that far from Pittsburgh. There hasn't been a championship in New York in a long time.
High expectations in both places. You expect to win and compete for championships every year.
The Giants were the last team.
2012 and 14. Is that what it was?
The Giants were, I don't think they won in 14, did they?
No, I think the last one was when they upset New England.
Oh, 08 and 12? Or 10?
I thought it was 10.
10, yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. That was the last time New York sports ever won. It's been a long time, especially
all sports,
for like
a huge
capital of like sports like that. Or just
Rangers
like
hope to change that this year.
Maybe. Probably not.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't 2010.
It was or was not?
It was not.
It was 2008 then. Or was that 07 they beat the Patriots?
No, that was 08.
Steelers lost in 11.
To Packers.
2012. It was 08 and 12. So, yeah, it's only been 11 years since New York's won a championship.
Only.
That's not that bad.
They have like 40 teams in New York. The big talk, though, this week is Shohei Ohtani. He is a Dodger for a whopping $700 million for the next 10 years, but not really $700 million because this contract has the craziest structure I've ever seen. But are you both surprised that he went to the Dodgers?
How do I want to phrase this? I was shocked that he made that move, as opposed to the Giants, once the information came out that the Giants offered him almost nearly identical of a contract. I thought a lefty in that
both
ballpark.
Both in California as well.
Yeah. I thought that like a lefty in that ballpark would have been awesome. I think they desperately needed a player like Ohtani. The Giants have been struggling for a while, so I think that would have been a good fit for him. But I think, look, if you go to the Giants, there's no guarantee, right? With the Dodgers, there's a guarantee you're going to make the playoffs. It's like not even a question. He hasn't played in a playoff game. The guy deserves a playoff game. So I think he was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go to the team that's already established. You add me, put a couple rings on my fingers, and let's call it a day. So I'm not necessarily surprised with him choosing the Dodgers. I'm surprised about the contract.
Yeah, not surprised he went to the Dodgers. I didn't want to see it. You know, the rich get richer. It just something needs to change in baseball, you know, in general. That's a whole nother topic we could talk about, but I'm not surprised to see it. I completely echo the same sentiment, Dean. The contract is just shocking how this is even legal. And Jedi, I think we might be getting into this here. But no, man, there were a couple places I would have liked to seen him go, but it's just LA, man.
I think he kind of always knew that he was going to be a Dodger. It felt like everybody
kind
of
the
predicted
best chance.
This
right.
as
right.
of last
I can't
year.
Blame
everybody
him.
Kind of,
I yeah. can't blame him at all. I can't blame him.
Wanted to stay in LA. It's right, you know, what, 30 minutes away from the Angels Park. He's probably staying at the same house that he already owns, doesn't have to move. You know, I get it. However, though, Deepaw, I liked what you said. You mentioned something that the rich get richer. And I do have a problem with it. I think that obviously the Dodgers could go spend their money however they want, but I'm sick and tired of hearing fans say that the Yankees always pay for their rings, or like, you know, now the Mets are the big spenders. Like, really, the Dodgers are really the big spenders, but the problem that I have with it is that they keep spending money, but they never win. Okay. In 2020, let's be honest. Sorry, he clowned me in the comments. It's not like a real ring. It's just shortened season. It's a Mickey Mouse ring. And that's all that you got. And ever since then, you just keep
still
getting bounced and bounced and bounced. And you have one of the highest. It is still a ring.
Still
but
a
it's
ring.
Like, it's not like a ring of like
right. it's 2021,
not, yeah. 2022. Like,
right.
It's not.
Just a small. Yeah.
It's a shortened season.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the fucking Marlins made the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. Like, I don't know. I mean, you could argue it in the comments, but it's not like a ring. But I don't know. I just have that problem with it, to where they keep spending all this money, but they got nothing to show for it. I feel like it's like, you know, start something new. I mean, like, I don't even know what to say, though, because then at the same time, it's like, what are you telling them not to try and compete? So I get that, too. But it's just annoying that everybody keeps flocking to them, but then they don't ever do anything. It's like, figure it out.
We're about to see.
I guess we will.
first of all, like the sentiment of like the Yankees bought their championships, right? That always pissed me off as a fan growing up because they didn't necessarily buy many people. Like that gets very misconstrued. If you go back and look at like who they bought in free agency compared to who was homegrown, you'd actually be kind of shocked with who was homegrown.
I think that comes from more so just that group right there, that core four and like that run, like that historically goes back. The Yanks are always in on the top free agents every single year.
Yeah, no doubt.
I think that's where Bernie
was there. Bernie Williams. You had a young Alfonso Soriano was there too. That people forget.
In which you flipped, right? You flipped for, but you flipped a young Soriano who was homegrown for A-Rod. So everyone was like, oh, you bought A-Rod. Like, no, we didn't. We traded our top prospect.
Just happened to be, the biggest contract you signed him to then.
Yeah, right. Who was MLB ready, right? Like, yeah, we bought Clemens, all this stuff. So as for the Dodgers, right? Like, yeah, with no salary cap in baseball, this is what you're going to see. And it's starting to become an issue. But at the same time, I don't know how you fix it. I don't know how you – like, I think what they have kind of in place right now with the luxury tax and then whatever amount that goes over, you basically pay a percentage to each team. Like, I get that, but I don't know how you stop it, right? Like, the Dodgers have to be over $400 or $500 million.
Yeah, you have to institute some sort of floor. And typically what comes with a salary floor is a salary cap. There's some creative ways that a shit ton of other people who are way smarter than I am could probably talk about it, but there's got to be a bottom spending limit that all clubs have to meet. Every club is guaranteed a lot of money, and some of these payrolls that have been put out in the past couple years, I know some of them have been tanking, but have just been absolutely putrid. It's been ridiculous. Just for an example, not to harp on the Pirates, I sent it to the group chat. Shohei got $700 million. The Pirates have spent $711 million in the past decade. In the past decade, and they just spent that on one contract. Like, I get not everybody can spend like LA, has a market like LA. But when the Royals just spent $50 million this offseason, and the Pirates are just chilling there doing nothing, there's got to be some sort of competitive balance type thing that is more than just like a luxury tax. Because if you're spending $500 million, what's another $50 million on top of that? It's nothing.
Yeah.
You think Ohtani, when they put the 700 divided by 10, 70 million, it was more than I think, like, I want to say 7 ball clubs payroll just him alone, which was wild. I think the Orioles were on that
now,
list.
No, he's generational, and that's not every contract, but still, that just shows you that one contract equals entire payrolls. It's insane.
I will tell you, I am surprised he got paid as a two-way. I am surprised he did, with the injury. Yeah, I am surprised he got, like, a max deal for – as if he was both.
They understood it though. If you're signing him for 10 years, I think he will pitch at some point in that. Give him a couple years. I think it'll be high leverage, a couple innings. I think the days of seeing Shohei as a starter are done, in my opinion.
I mean, $700 million was a shock to everybody. I think we all said, like the 500 mark. Someone might have mentioned like 600. No one was thinking $700 million. I remember I was in New York. I was eating lunch with my friends, and my friend Kes looked at his Apple Watch and goes past and just said that Ohtani $700 million to the Dodgers. I was like, that's a bot. Like, that's a fake account. Like, and it was real. It was like $700 million. Holy crap!
It's a lot of money.
I don't know, though. Yeah. This deal does come with an odd structure, though. Ohtani will be paid $2 million over the next 10 years of his contract, then paid a deferred payment of $680 million the following 10 years. This has a weird structure. Someone that's way smarter than me understands how this works. D-Paul, you're a pretty smart guy. Maybe you know, but apparently like it's actually only equivalent to like $456 million or something like that. And it's not actually $700 million. And the reason is because in the future, money is worth less. So
yeah, I mean,
worth $700 million.
Just oh, right,
so you're
yeah.
In
think
some
about
economic
it,
shit.
Dude. That's what's been reported. That's why I'm like confused. I'm like, so are they paying $700 or $456?
Just think. Well, think about inflation and how it works today, and like how the dollar was worth more than it was in the 1950s than it is now. Like, you used to buy a home for $20,000-$30,000, and now it's $500,000 the average median income in the home. You're still getting paid roughly the same. So the dollar has changed. Yes. I kind of see what they're saying with that, but still, this loophole is amazing, and I don't know why other teams aren't doing it. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying forever. You can't do this every contract and then it balloons up into something and it'll burst. But like these generational players, like to be in on a generational player to be able to do something like that or any big contract that year, absolutely. Every team should be doing this.
I just don't think – imagine being in the front office, right, in the year 2034, 2040. Let's just say 2040.
Accounting for this shit.
And being like, fuck, dude, we owe this guy $68 million.
But, you know, we were talking about this, though. Like, what is that to a ball club of that size in that market? You're the number one team in baseball. You're probably up with the Yankees as the most popular team in baseball. He I think I saw in Fanatics, he already broke the record for like the most jersey sales in 24 hours in 48 hours. So like he's going to make easily that amount of money just on jersey sales.
Yeah. And the Dodgers are going to make their money back as well.
Right. Easily. Yeah. The Dodgers are going to make 10 times that over the course of his contract.
My only question is how are you going to pay him in 2040 if he's living in Japan? Like, do you wire to another country? Do you, do you send a courier with like a
that's
bag?
A lot of yen, brother.
That's a lot of yen, dude.
Oh my god!
Shit!
Imagine how much is $700 million dollars in yen?
In 300 years, they're going to be talking about the Otani dynasty.
Oh my god! Oh, that's great.
I mean, we're talking about the contract here. So Otani did agree to these terms to allow the Dodgers to still allow them to sign these big free agents. I'll start with this. We were teasing it before. We talked about this through text. I think this contract is horrible for baseball. I think this should be illegal. I think the next CBA that's going to be coming up, the owner's contract, whatever you want to call it, they need to make sure that this doesn't happen a lot in the future because I think it's just setting a really bad future for baseball in general. And I know people are going to start typing right now saying that I'm a Debbie Downer and all this stuff. You can, but like, I just think that it's a $700 million one is a lot of money for someone that's not even going to be able to be a two way. Cause let's be honest. It's not like the dude bats like 500 and hits like 70 jacks. He does.
He'll be like a 70-30 two way.
Be careful about what you're about to say.
He hasn't done it yet. Okay. Is he capable? 100% he's capable. But what I'm saying is the dude out there like hitting like 90 home runs? Is he batting like 440? No, he's not. Like, he's like Aaron Judge hitting wise. They're both great hitters. Right now, he cannot pitch.
No. He blows Aaron Judge hitting out of the water.
Yeah. No, he does not. No, he does not. No. Now we're going to disagree. Otani is a way better player than Otani's a way better player than Judge, but Judge is a better hitter than Otani.
No. Hold on a second. I want you to sit back and I want you to think about this for a second, right?
Okay.
If you're an opposing pitcher,
okay,
right, and you have to face the Yankees lineup over the last 5 or 6 years,
where is this going? What does the lineup have to do with this?
Follow me here.
Okay.
You're gonna face the Yankees lineup for the last 5 or 6 years. Eventually, pitchers were gonna have to pitch to Judge, mm-hmm. whether it came up in a certain situation, whatever it was. An opposing team never had to throw a fucking pitch to this guy. And he hits bad pitches out. They try to pitch around him. And
Trout
he hits
was
balls
right next to him.
Okay, that's it. There was nobody behind him. That team has been fucking terrible. There's not a lot of runners on when he does go yard.
Say the same thing about the Yankees. Who's with Judge?
Right now, I'm saying the last 5 or 6 years, that Yankee lineup was loaded. So
maybe 5 years ago, last year it clearly wasn't.
But since Otani's come into the league, that team has sucked for 5 or 6 years. So is he putting up monumental numbers with the Angels? Probably not right now, no.
Yeah,
will
yeah,
he
wait
put
till you
up
see him
monumental numbers with the Dodgers? Yes.
I'm not taking anything away from him. I'm saying he's a fantastic player. He is the best player in baseball. He is. I'm not
saying that
he isn't.
Okay, let me ask you this, right?
Name a pitch. You'd have better stats if you put Judge on the Dodgers than with Shohei.
Jedi, you said Judge is a better hitter than Otani. So let me ask you this.
I think that he is. Right now, okay. I think that Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball, not the best player. The best
hitter. That's fine. I'm going to ask you two questions, okay? What pitch can Judge not hit?
A slider.
Okay, what pitch can Otani not hit? Exactly.
That doesn't matter.
That's my point. He is a better pure hitter than Aaron Judge.
He may be, but his stats don't say that as of now. as of now. That's all I'm saying. It can change. The best hitter changes every single year. That's a fact. The best hitter in the league changes every month. Whoever's the hottest hitter.
In reality, the best hitter in baseball is Luis Arraez.
And no, yeah, Jedi, I disagree with that.
I guess it's what you define what a hitter is in your opinion.
Hitters, no, it doesn't change every single month. No, the best hitter that month might change, but those best hitters categories, those top threes, are never really going to change.
Yeah, that may have been a bad term there, best month. But they do constantly change, though, every year. You know, Trout, are you considering him still a top three hitter in the league? Probably not.
No, exactly.
It changes. That's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. It changes.
Yeah, but that's a completely different case because Trout I can't remember the last time Trout played 125 games. So, like, in that sense, yes. But when you look at, like, who's the best hitter every single year, like, you know you're going to land on an Acuna, a Freeman, a Seager, a Rise, right? Like, you're going to land on those guys, a Harper. Like, those guys are always going to be consistent because they're the best players in baseball. So, like, that's, like, the top 10, sure. Like, is that going to fluctuate based on statistics? Yeah, but if I were to ask you, name me the top 10 best hitters right now in baseball, you would have to clarify. Are you talking power hitters? Is Judge a top 5, top 2, top 3 power hitter? Probably. But is he a complete, the best hitter in baseball? No.
I think he's definitely in the top 3.
I disagree.
Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani.
And Acuna.
Acuna.
And I'll put Arraez ahead of him too. It's just like Arraez isn't going to give you what Judge does extra base hits wise. There's just no way I can sit here and say Aaron Judge, who hit like 270 this year. I can't say like Aaron Judge is the best hitter in baseball.
Big year for Judge coming up.
For Judge coming up.
Acuna is definitely on there too, but I look at OPS and Luis Arraez's OPS is nowhere near the three that you mentioned.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. It's like hitter. You look at OPS, right?
Because that's what matters to me. It's on base and slugging. Singles don't do it for me.
No, I understand, but I mean, this guy still had 43 extra base hits. So
yeah, Judge probably had almost double.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, if you like look at the comparison of the player, though, like some people are going to value like being able to hit any single pitch for a hit, right? Like his barrel control is the best in baseball. Mm-hmm. So like when you're talking about best pure hitter, it depends what you're looking at. If you're looking at OPS, then yeah, Judge is in that conversation. If you're looking at overall hitability, I don't know if he's in that because everyone knows the scouting report is going to be a low and away slider. He can't hit it.
That was a unique conversation, but trying to just swing back over into the Ohtani thing. That was interesting, though.
That was good. Nice. Swing back into it.
So, like I mentioned before, Ohtani agreed to this to allow the Dodgers to still sign these big free agents. They're supposedly in on Yamamoto. They're in on some other guys, maybe even some trading a little bit more, but I do think that this contract is just horrible for baseball. It should be illegal. And in the next CBA or owner's contract, it just needs to be limited. I think that it should still be allowed to happen with these deferred payments. But at the same time, what the Dodgers have just been given the ability to do is basically become your franchise on MLB The Show in rookie mode or beginner, actually. That's basically what has happened here. And it's good. And there's nothing to stop them at this point.
Yeah. You know, and I'd say, go ahead. I was going to say, and if they sign Yamamoto, it's even more unfair. But if there's no rules in place, if the three of us were running a team and we had the money, we'd do the same shit.
Of course. 100%. Yeah.
So, 100%, so I agree. It's like, it's almost like Major League Baseball is enabling this. Do I think there should be changes? Of some sort, yes, but then how do you get a competitive balance with the Pirates or the Rays compared to the Dodgers and Yankees? It's so hard to do. I just think in sports in general, I think the inflation's a little fucking crazy if you look at NBA contracts as well.
Yeah, contracts over the past decade have just been ridiculous. Quarterbacks, too. Like, we're going to see a $60 million quarterback next year. It's insane. In general, I think there's a big problem. It's so difficult to be able to articulate what you can do to fix it because it's so crazy. But the great thing that I love about baseball, though, is all the time we see it. And we saw it last year with this same Dodgers team. You know, an amazing team in their own right. Yeah, they're adding Shohei and they're going to add more pieces. They added Tyler Glasnow, too, in a trade with the Rays. Like, they're going to get even better. But they still got to do it, and they still got to do it in October when it matters most, when all the pressure in the world's on them. And this is a Dodgers team that still got swept by the D-backs last year, who nobody in the world had doing anything remotely close to what they did. So there's always going to be crazy teams that come up. I think, you know, it just, it's monumental pressure on them to continue to succeed in October. I still think they get there. I think they're going to be there in the probably in the championship series. But I hope there's another team. It may not be the D-backs, but another team that will hopefully come up, and you see it in baseball more than any sport, be able to be, you know, take down a Goliath like that. I love it.
It's just going to be interesting if they're going to be able to get over that hump, it seems, in the playoffs that they've just always struggled with. And keep in mind, Yamamoto or not, Kershaw's still a free agent, and it's more than likely that they're going to bring him back because it seems like they just always do at this point.
Well, one
and I'm
deal.
Sure he's not taking any discount. He's going to be another $20 million, especially with the year that he had.
And not after Shohei deferred all that money either.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're just adding more money on top of that. I'm just curious to see, like, where the luxury tax goes, and maybe you have to start considering where this is going, that there needs to be some sort of cap in baseball to where, like, maybe 300's the number, but I don't see how the Marlins and the Pirates and the Rays could ever
compete with a
team like this.
No,
with
but
the
it
money
is,
being spent.
But, Deepa, you bring up a great point. Winning under pressure when it's expected to
win. It's the most pressure you can ever encounter.
It's so difficult. Not only to mention, they're going to deal with it from the media
all year. Yep.
Like, they start...
Wait till the Vegas odds come out. Yeah.
Dude, they lose first series, all over SportsCenter, dude. Bro. All over. Yep. So...
Yep. LA Dynasty crumbling before it starts. Like, oh, yeah.
So I do think the pressure is monumental, and I think it's bigger than any Yankee expectation that they've had. I think it's the biggest in sports that I've ever seen, other than when the Patriots were going for the undefeated season.
That was crazy. But even then, that's a perfect example. They lost to that Giants team in 07 or 08, and like nobody had that. Nobody. That was a team that the Giants barely snuck into the playoffs that year. They were a wild card team, and they won every single game on the road and then beat the best team in NFL history, basically.
Yeah, and let's not forget, the Diamondbacks are spending money. So,
yeah, the D-backs going at it a little bit, dude. So are the Giants. Like, this is going to be a very, very competitive division.
It's not going to be handed to them at any point. No. I could say in the past you can look at an AL or an NL and be like, okay, it's this team's to lose. I'm not so sure that the Dodgers are the clear cut favorite to come out of the NL. I think they're favored for sure, but I'm not going to sit here and be like 100%. It's basically going to be whoever comes out of the AL is going to play that. No, like they still have to go through the gauntlet of whatever that loaded NL is going to look like.
Mm-hmm. Now Otani's $700 million contract. I'm curious about what you guys think about this. Now, Otani's $700 million contract, I'm curious what you guys think about this. Is this a bad example, just contract going forward for what guys are going to start commanding this buku type of money? I mean, Juan Soto is a free agent next offseason, and now people are starting to throw the $500 million mark out, and it's like, whoa, this guy only hits. Like, he's not a two-way guy like Otani. Like, we're getting a little crazy here. Like, cause prior to this, the biggest one was Trout at 426. So if we start hitting that $500 million mark, it's like, what does this really start, you know, saying about all these other guys? I mean, like, this is getting a little out of hand.
I think it's such a hard conversation. I think Soto is going to get $550. I really do.
That's absurd.
And the reason
the
why
Yankees?
I don't know that. I don't know that.
LA.
But, He turned down.
I wouldn't watch baseball anymore. He turned down $400 million, but it was like all deferred by the Nationals. Okay. It was like he was gonna get paid in like 2080.
Oh my god.
Okay, so he turned down $400 million, right? He's progressively gotten better. In a contract year, he has an MVP type season.
He's got to get that number.
He's going to get $500 million. Yeah. And if the Yanks don't give it to him, I will tell you, he will be a Met. 1,000%. So,
yeah.
So like,
bad. Oh,
yeah. And I will tell you, if he has an MVP season, the Yankees have to pay him.
Yeah.
The Yankees have to pay him. And no one can sit here and be like, oh, it's a bad sign. It's like, oh,
and
fucking
paying
Stanton for God knows how long.
And I don't think anybody would be. you know, you might get some detractors that are a little upset about the dollar amount, but still, if he's coming off an MVP type season, yeah, you can't blame him for going right after him after you just had him for that.
Yeah, Judge can't do it himself. Now, to answer your original question about contracts and all that stuff, I do think it's going to progressively get worse. I really
do.
That's
bad.
But if you look
at the NBA, it always gets bad before, yep.
Yeah, if you look at the NBA, right, like there are role players that are getting $50 million, $60 million over like a course of 3 or 4 years, and they're not fucking worth that. So they're getting 10, 15, 20 million a year, and they're the average seventh, eighth guy off the bench, right? So it's like, I don't like the only sport that I literally, and I go back to it all the time, that gets fucked is the NHL. Because the salary cap is legit 82
it's
million.
Terrible, yeah. Yeah.
So you have 82 million bucks to fill a roster with 24 people. That's really difficult to do because you're going to have 3 or 4 guys that are making 8 to 10. Then you got to just kind of piece it all together. That's why in hockey, to see teams win 3 in a row, it's insane because no team ever remains the exact same for 3 years in a row.
Yeah. Even back-to-back is crazy to see.
Yeah.
Now, the last thing that I wanted to talk about Ohtani's contract, that $700 million, is just one little simple question. Do you think Ohtani will live up to $700 million? I mean, you're paying a DH as of now. And probably in 5 years, you're also going to be paying a DH because he's not going to be pitching all 10 years. Now, I'm not saying what the money that they're going to make from him. I'm sure they're probably trying to figure out deals of how to like put viewership in Japan, the Dodgers right now. They're probably doing something like that right now, trying to get their money back. And I don't blame them. But do you think that he's actually going to live up to $700 million playing wise?
So I'm glad you said you're not looking at it from that aspect because there is two ways to look at it. The financial recouping of the $700 million, which yes, they will recoup that. Will he live up to the $700 million on the field over 10 years? Short answer, no. Gray area answer, if they win 4 or 5 titles, yes.
Matt, that was my – I was going to ask you guys one question. What is your essentially definition of worth it? How many championships is worth it? And I think that's a, you know, 5 might be the limit there. Can you say that, you know, essentially every other year you're winning a championship? I think if you win 3 championships in that contract and everything fine, I know you can't look at it just financially, but everything financially that would happen if you win, you know, 3 titles in 10 years. I think 3 or 4 is the perfect number for it. And I think they get it. I honestly do. They're going to keep spending like crazy. That ownership group doesn't give a shit about luxury tax. They spend it. They go for the best guys. I can see them continuing to add in the next 3-4 years. And it really, like you're talking about, Dino, really kind of blow up the sport as far as financial contracts are going. You're going to see a lot more deferments from this organization as well.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with both of you. Although I don't necessarily like – it's odd. Like I want them to win, but at the same time, I don't. I just don't want to keep seeing them in the playoffs and getting bounced and bounced and bounced because it gets old. I remember when the Dodgers won the NL West a few years ago. I think it was 2 years ago. That was exciting because it was finally like, wow, they like defeated the Dodgers that were just like the mighty Dodgers in the West. They were the underdogs. Like that was a cool story. And then for a long time, it was just like the Dodgers were the NL West division champs every year, and it was just like you handed them it like even before the season started, and it was like, you know, they're gonna make a postseason run, and then they never really did anything with it. So I hope that does not happen. I want them to win, although I don't, just because like I'm not a Dodgers fan, I'm a Yankees fan, but I hope they win.
It's a double-edged sword. Like I like the players that they have. Cool, it'd be awesome Ohtani gets a ring. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But at the same time, it's like if you lose, it's like karma, you fuckers. It's like, yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
And I love Ohtani so much. Like I really, really do. He's probably my favorite baseball player. I want him to succeed, but I don't want to see Dodgers keep winning because they're just buying championships.
Exactly. All right. So it's just like a fair little sweep of an opinion that we're all in agreement with. Dodgers were also a little Dodgers were also busy last week outside of the Ohtani deal. They made a little nice trade for themselves. Dodgers acquired Tyler Glasnow, the ace from the Tampa Bay Rays. Also got Manuel Margot in that deal with just for prospects. But Glasnow's never really healthy. I think personally, this is kind of a horrible trade. I think some people are definitely going to disagree with me on this one. But listen to this stat. Tyler Glasnow has pitched less innings since 2019 than John Lester, who's been retired for the last 2 years. So just a quick yeah. question. Do you even really pencil him in for the 2024 rotation? I mean, he's just never healthy. I don't know. And the reason why I'm saying pencil is that, are you going to fully rely on this dude to be like your number two or your number three, wherever they plan on putting him? Because I still think that Walker's the ace.
Houdini, look this up for me. So I'll go first here. Look up Glasnow stats during that same time frame too, because I think they're pretty damn good. Because I feel like following fantasy, I've always seen really good stats and good starts coming from him. It has always been about being healthy. No, you can't pencil him in there, but the beauty of not having a salary cap and being able to spend and go after guys is, yeah, I flip a couple prospects. If this dude does stay healthy, he bucks his trend. Great, we got a stud. If he doesn't, that's okay too. We have a guy we can count on for, you know, 15, 20 starts down the stretch. Like, you know, something like that. You know, I don't see him as a long bullpen type guy. He's always been a starter. Mm-hmm. But it is. It's just going to be about managing his innings. What are those stats, Houdino?
Yeah, so he's
Houdino.
he's only thrown over 100 innings twice. In 2023, he went 10-7 with a 3.53 ERA, 120 innings pitched. That's the most innings he's thrown, which was in 2023. Obviously, the year before that, he had Tommy. But when you look at his like cumulative numbers, they're actually really good. This guy has a 1.2 whip.
When healthy, I remember him being very, very good, but he's just never healthy.
Yeah. So, yeah, when you look at like the metrics of it, really good.
But he's filthy curveball too.
Yes, but he's 30-27 in his career in 9 years or 10 years. So it's like,
yeah.
He just doesn't pitch a lot.
I mean, you're looking. I mean, depending on the prospects, I don't know what they gave up, where they are in their organization, anything like that. Manuel Margot is a decent outfielder. He's a good extra base hit guy, good stolen base guy. I think he stole 30 bags last year, or close to 30. It can't be a bad deal. I mean, it's prospects. You guys talk about prospects all the time with the Yankees. Mm-hmm. You never know what they're going to be. They could be trash. Like, you know, if those two guys even bring you 5% towards a championship, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah. I do think in the long run that it is a good deal. I do think that if he's healthy, he will thrive there because that's where he's from. He's from Southern California. So I'm sure he's probably excited to play for his hometown team. I'm not sure if he grew up a fan there, but it is where he's from. So I think he'll thrive there. But just out of curiosity, where do you think this puts the Rays? Because now it seems like this team is slowly dwindling down even more. Tyler Glasnow was their big arm. Manuel Margot was a pretty big bat in their lineup that they relied on, and now they just got rid of him. Is this another one of those things where it's like financially we're trying to get rid of people, or are they trying to rebuild like completely?
When Wander went down and McClanahan, I said this is going to be the end of this franchise. However, somehow they'll find somebody else.
You can never count them out, man.
With a new name that everyone's like, oh, this guy's pretty good. So I'm not going to count them out. I do think they have a down year. And by down year, I mean they'll probably win 90 to 85 games. So I think they'll still be competitive. Yeah, I still think they'll be competitive. But when you're talking about like a revamped Yankees team, the Red Sox kind of suck. The Orioles are fucking loaded. I mean, the Jays are still young.
Yeah, young talent, yeah.
So I don't see where the Rays take the next step next year. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You just honestly can never count that organization out. They always do more with less best than anybody else. They just plug in a new name that you'll hear about in a couple years. That's like they're going to be the next great thing. It's just organizationally top to bottom. They're great. You know, you just kind of went through those teams, Dino. I feel like that's when Tampa Bay thrives. So, like,
yeah.
You're one of those future bettors. The years that Tampa is, like, picked to finish last, you should probably throw, like, 100 or two on them right there.
And then just the last thing. 1 to 10, just scale it for me. How similar does Tyler Glasnow look to Cillian Murphy, the actor?
10.
Peaky Blinders?
10. 9.5.
Yeah, it's close. He's like if, and I believe it's pronounced Killian if you're from that area of Dublin Killian. Or wherever he's from. Yep. But if Killian Murphy and Sunshine from Remember the Titans were to have a baby, it's him.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I couldn't quite you know, figure out exactly what was a little off, but I don't know though.
Kip if
I
saw Purdue.
If I know Tyler Glass now, he's like 6'5 or 6'6, and Killian Murphy is 6'8. Even taller. Yeah. I think I would see and I'd be like, yeah, that's not Killian Murphy, but this motherfucker looks like him. If he was shorter, if he was like 6 foot, I would, and he wore the Peaky Blinders hat, I think I would think it was Killian Murphy, 100%. Like, oh, if 100%. I saw him walking at me, I'd be like, Tommy Shelby. Yeah, I would, like, 100%, dude.
Break it down below in the comments. How similar does Tyler Glass now look to Cillian Murphy? Is he his twin? Maybe he's his long-lost brother.
He's Cillian.
Oh, I said Cillian? Oh, yes. Like Sicilian pizza? Killian Murphy. Which is gas, by the way.
Yeah, like, I'm not a big Sicilian guy, but every once in a while I'll get one, and it fucking hits.
Fire.
I didn't even realize I was saying that. I must be thinking of pizza. I was hungry before. But put it down in the comments.